all these upper notes, of which you may be unaware, result from a phenomenon of nature whereby any sound-producing source, or I should say pitch-producing source, such as this piano string, vibrates not only as the whole string in all its whatever-inch glory, sounding that low C, but also in fractional segments of that string, each vibrating separately. It's as though the string were infinitely divisible into two halves, into three-thirds, four-quarters, and so on. And the smaller those segments are, the faster they vibrate, producing higher and higher frequencies, and therefore higher and higher tones, overtones, or harmonics, as they're sometimes called. Now, these overtones or harmonics are all sounding together with the fundamental sound of the full string. And this is the basic principle by which the entire harmonic series is generated, starting on any fundamental tone. Now, if you already knew all that from high school physics, you will also know that these overtones are naturally less apparent to the ear than the fundamental, which is in this case low C. And in fact, they sound more and more faintly as they go higher. Now, any note I strike will contain its own series of overtones. But the lower the note I strike, the more abundantly audible will be its harmonic series, which accounts in part for the comparative richness of this low C. Now remember, I spoke of a preordained order in which the overtones appear. Let's see if I can make you actually hear those overtones in that order.